banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at OneNevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You want to join us, you can. We always have our phone lines open to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Clay. Clay, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Good afternoon. Hello. I have a little analogy about the spending here. Imagine that we're playing Florida, the Golden Knights, and their players come out with hockey sticks and machetes. And they win the game, and at the end of it, their fans are cheering what great hockey players they are. I would say they're not great hockey players. They're not even hockey players because they're not playing by the rules. Now, in regards to the spending in America, our rule book for America says only gold and silver is to be legal tender and you cannot print money. I have no faith in the Republican Party nor the Democrat Party because they both want to be able to print money. They haven't changed the Constitution. It still says only gold and silver is to be legal tender. So when they come up and say we're for cutting spending, and they put their hand on a Bible, swear to God and country, we're going to play by the American rule books, I say they're not playing by the rules.
Well, let me ask you this, and the Fed enters into this qualitative easing and all the little tricks that they do. What would you have us do as a nation? In order, we could do what states do, which require a balanced budget. And it's either in the constitution of the state or it's codified as a law that they have to balance their budget. What would you have us do?
Well, if we followed the constitution, at least they couldn't print money. I think what we need to do is recognize that the government should not be there to supply us with our needs, like Marxism says. Our Constitution says it's put there to secure the blessings of liberty and have other people live us alone. You know, live your own life. I don't see people getting elected nowadays. I don't think it's possible to save the country, honestly, until it goes through a great crisis, because they don't want the government to stop spending. They want their government schools. They want all these government things. So I don't know how to change that. But I just want to point out that the rules do not allow them to do what they're doing right now.
There are a lot of things the government does that are extra constitutional, shall we say.
Yeah.
And that's, that's one of these things. Maybe we need to reorganize. I mean, we always talk about redoing the Constitution. Maybe it is time for us to redo the Constitution. And,
I don't think we need to renew it. I think we need to study it and understand that we shouldn't have a runaway government. We shouldn't have all this spending taking place. And the Constitution actually forbids it. The 9th and 10th article of the Bill of Rights. And remember, this country was founded on doing what was right, not what the majority wanted, but what was right. And it's not right that we're taking our neighbor's property, our neighbor's money through taxes and providing all these Marxist programs. That's the problem. So I don't think we need to redo the Constitution. I think we need to understand what it is to be an American, and that means being self-reliant.
Should be, but it's not all the time. Hey, Clay, thanks, man. Very thought-provoking. I appreciate it. There you go. That's Clay. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. In fact, I've got one line open. If you want to sneak through now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Ron DeSantis is a fascinating character. And I'll just say, I find him very, very attractive. In fact, let's go to cut 4. This is Ron DeSantis in Clive, Iowa last night. He doesn't like the Kevin McCarthy debt ceiling bill. A lot of Republicans are saying just that. We don't know what Donald Trump is saying, but this is Ron DeSantis' cut four in Clive, Iowa.
This is greenlighting $4 trillion in new debt in less than 2 years. It took us almost 200 years to get to $4 trillion in debt in the first place. It locks in inflated COVID-level era levels of spending, and it keeps 98% of the 87,000 new IRS agents that Joe Biden instituted. This is not going to solve our nation's fiscal problems. I can tell you, in Florida, we run budget surpluses. We have a $1.2 trillion GDP in Florida. We'd be the 13th largest economy in the world if we were a separate country. And yet with $1.2 trillion economy, our state debt is only $17 billion, second lowest per capita state debt anywhere in these United States. And so it can be done. You just have to be willing to make choices and stop passing the buck to subsequent generations to clean up your mess. Now, restoring sanity means we can't have every major institution in our country going on ideological joyrides. We have to be guided by reality, by facts, and by our enduring principles. Merit must trump identity politics. And no American should have to compete in the woke Olympics just to get a job or just to get into school. We also must return normalcy to our communities. We are a sovereign country, and our borders must be respected. We cannot have foreigners pouring into our country illegally by the millions, and we cannot allow drug cartels to poison our population with fentanyl. Law and order must be maintained, especially in American cities. We cannot permit the inmates to run the asylum. We must reject Soros-backed prosecutors who refuse to enforce the law. And we must always support the men and women of law enforcement who work hard to keep us safe.
Now that is a very, very positive message. I like that. I thought it was clean. It was crystal clear. And I think Americans, not just Republicans, I think this is something that the Democrats would like. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 1:31, as we check out your conditions right now on the roadways, moderate flows on the Southern Beltway. You are moving along, but you're bunched there in the Henderson area, both ways at Valley Verde on Interstate 215. You'll tap the brakes as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, Interstate 515 southbound at Main Street. Do expect some slow flows on both sides of that Dropicana construction zone on Interstate 15. Reduced speeds through there, beginning around Hacienda on 15 North, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain. And watch for a crash, Buffalo at Desert Inn.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers open up the Stanley Cup playoffs in Las Vegas this Saturday night. Vegas coach Bruce Cassidy.
An honor and a privilege to coach in the National Hockey League for any team. You know, for me, it happens to be the Golden Knights, and we were looking at it as a family, as a new adventure for us, and here we are going to the Stanley Cup. So, I mean, it's what you want, but so do 31 other teams, right? And only two get to go there.
The Nuggets and Heat battle in the NBA Finals. Game one tomorrow night in Denver. The Heat won the Eastern Conference Championship as an 8th seed. The Nuggets were the top seed in the West. Nuggets coach Michael Malone.
alone.
Get the eight seed stuff. I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1. Team had the most wins in the NBA this year. You get to the NBA Finals, it's not about seeding anymore. And for those that are thinking that this is going to be an easy series, I don't even know what to say.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your invitation to summer has arrived with 50% off everything for a limited time through Memorial Day weekend at Banana Republic Factory. Think breezy dresses, linen suiting, and more polished, sun-ready styles only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt may get a ticket. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt during a crash may not make it home. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe it. We are counting down to the Stanley Cup Finals at T-Mobile. This is going to be so much fun. I remember back in year one, and it was so exciting. It was exhilarating, and it was... like kissing your wife for the first time. It was one of those things that you'll remember what you were doing and that kind of thing. It's going to be exciting. Gentlemen, Jim, you're counting it down as well. And the big question is, you're gonna put some money on this one?
Probably will. I'm looking at the odds here, Kevin. The Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers are set to face off on Saturday. Right now, it looks like the Golden Knights are the favorites, minus 130 to win the series, if you bet that. So you put up $130 to win $100. Now, if for any reason you don't have any faith in the Golden Knights and you want to go the other way and bet on the Florida Panthers, that would be plus 110. So you would only have to put up $100 to win $110. If you go with the Panthers and the Panthers win. But I think most people around here probably going to go with the Golden Knights. However, Florida does probably have the best goaltender of the two that are playing. Sergei Bobrovsky is the Florida goaltender. But Vegas has a very fast and potent offense. So it'd be good if we could put some pressure on them and win that first game out of the gate. And if we can win the first two, you got to figure if we can just get one there in Florida, then we could come and win the series back here in at T-Mobile on game number five. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, when you're doing these best of seven series, the one thing you know is you got to hold serve. You hold serve, you end up hoisting the cup. If you don't, If you give up one of those and you give the home ice advantage back to Florida, all of a sudden it's Katie bar the door, and anything can happen. But I'm going to tell you something. I love the idea of the Golden Knights going into the series as a favorite. A lot of that may be, and you tell me because you do more of this than I do, that a lot of this is home ice advantage, is it not?
I think it is, and there's some superstition going on here, too. It's kind of funny because after the Golden Knights won Game 6 the other day in Dallas, they were awarded. The NHL Deputy Commissioner was there, Bill Daly, and he presented. There were several Knights that were standing there accepting the award. Mark Stone, the captain, a couple of the players with the A on their chest as well were there. Riley Smith and Alex
Petrangelo.
Petrangelo. Yeah, they were both there as well. Yeah. And they were superstitious, Kevin. They didn't want to touch the trophy because they said they did that back in 2018 when they won the Western Conference Championship. And they, you know, how hockey players love to take the Stanley Cup and kiss it and hold it and hug it and everything. Well, they did that with the Western Conference Championship trophy back in 2018, and they ended up losing. So they didn't do that this time.
I know.
isn't that funny?
A very uncomfortable scenario where nobody wants to touch the cup. Nobody wants to touch it. That's funny. More to come from Gentleman Jim. And don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Danielle Gallant will join us, Assemblywoman, District 23. We're coming down to the final days of the 82nd Nevada Legislature. We'll find out, are we headed to legislative gridlock? Is there a game of political chicken that's going on right now between the governor and the Democrats? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
I heard you have a new catchphrase this year.
We do. Your first loan is free in 2023.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan a month or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's see. The Los Angeles Dodgers, Kohl's, Target. I think Walmart is in there. A whole bunch of corporations are really struggling. I mean, the folks at Target, they've been hit really, really hard. Jesse Waters did a really good monologue last night on Fox News Channel of why corporate America is going woke. And we joke on the program. Gentleman Jim and I, we joke all the time about it, you know, you go woke, you go broke. And that's exactly what's happening. This was Jesse Waters, though, last night on Fox News Channel. Here we go.
Some of the swimwear in the back after the backlash. But at Target, if you disagree with selling Tuckums to toddlers, then they'll fire you faster than a Keystone Pipeline worker. Here's the head of diversity.
Not everyone is going to believe or be bought into our strategies and our priorities on this topic. They just aren't. Okay, you don't we may not be able to change your mind shift on appreciating why this is important, but you do understand that as a part of your job responsibilities, you will lead inclusively, you will have representation on your team, you will be responsible for these behaviors, values, and expectations. You still have to do it to do this job, to be a part of this company.
You're not inclusive enough for a trans satanic clothing line for kids? Well, clean out your locker. Well, that's kind of what everyone's doing, Target. In 10 days, your company lost $10 billion. So why is corporate America Bud Lighting themselves? Because this is about more than just money. The people who are forcing these companies to Bud Light themselves already have enough money. They have so much money, they're looking for things to do. Who are these companies? It's companies like Vanguard, BlackRock, the companies that own major stakes in Target or Disney. So with all that shareholder clout, they can force these companies to do whatever they want. They confess this is what they're doing.
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. What we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay? You have to force behaviors, and if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted.
So we went from the customer's always right to screw you. This is all because rich white liberals on Wall Street feel guilty about being billionaires. So they force companies to go woke to pay off the social justice gods. And it's also brilliant class warfare. The peasants aren't going to storm the castle. You know, if they think the rich guy that owns the castle's nice and lets everybody sparkle.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. A budding superstar on Fox News Channel. By the way, this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I promise I'd let you hear lots of Ron DeSantis. He was in Clive, Iowa last night talking about, and this is cut number three, talking about the culture wars going on right now. Here it is.
I can tell you that the parents in the state of Florida were very happy that we took those stands. The media was not happy about that. The left was not happy about that. And there was a little business that you may have heard of in Florida that also wasn't happy about that, named Disney. And people told me, they said, listen, the media's coming after you, the left, but if Disney weighs in, they're the 800-pound gorilla. You better watch out. They're going to steamroll you. Well, here I stand. I'm not backing down one inch. We run the state of Florida. They do not run the state of Florida. I know all these Republicans are lining up against me to take the side of Disney, but I'll tell you this. We stand for the protection of our children. We will fight those who seek to rob them of their innocence, and on that point, there will be no compromise. It is also wrong for a swimmer to compete for 3 years on the men's team and then switch to the women's team and then be named women's national champion. That not only takes away opportunities from our girls and our women athletes, and as the father of two daughters, that's very important for me, but it's also asking us to be complicit in a fraud. It is not true that that is the women's champion. And we are not going to accept things that are not true in this country. And it's sad we even have to say this, but it is wrong for physicians to perform sex change operations on minors. That is mutilation. And physicians who commit such acts in Florida not only lose their medical license, they go to jail.
Now, just a quick, and maybe I'm nitpicking. You tell me, you know, if you think I'm just kind of nitpicking on this one. If I were Ron DeSantis, I don't want him talking about culture wars. Now, he has built his campaign around it, and I get it. But I want a candidate who's going to be talking about what we're going to do for America. How are you going to make my life better? I don't have daughters. I agree with what he says, but I'm wondering if that's the message you want to highlight. Or do you want to highlight the message of we're going to make America great again? We're going to take the economy and turn it around. We're going to lower inflation. We're going to take care of our southern border. These are the things I'm going to do. Now, in the case of Donald J. Trump, he can simply say, I've already done it. I've done it before, and in some cases, twice over. That's going to be the difference between Donald J. Trump and Ron DeSantis. And by the way, it looks like a week from today, Mike Pence gets into the race. In the next couple of days, Chris Christie's going to jump in the race. So, I mean, it's going to be what I predicted, that it was going to be 12, 13, 14, 15, maybe 16 or 17 candidates for president on the Republican side. I'm just telling you, that's the way it's going to be. And I think it's going to go down the same way it went down in 2016. And that was one by one by one, he tossed them overboard. Jeb Bush, boom, out of here. Small hands, Marco Rubio, out of here. Toss them overboard. That's exactly what's going to happen. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.